Splash Refreshers are the delicious zero-calorie beverage I'm reaching for again and again when I'm feeling thirsty for something flavorful. I believe in the three beverage rotation on my desk at all times. One for caffeinating, one for hydrating, and one for fun. But Splash spices it up by putting the fun and hydration in one. I don't have to dread my 8 cups of water a day. I just drink Splash and like it. Lately, my go-to office beverage has been the Splash Wild Berry flavor. It's so nice to just put a few in the fridge at the beginning of the week, grab one whenever you want something nice and refreshing. It's just the right amount of flavor, just the right amount of sweetness. You know the vibes. When you want something refreshing, when you want something hydrating, Splash is the perfect thing to reach for. It perfectly blends refreshing fruit flavors with just a little bit of sweetness, all with zero sugar and zero calories. And it's available in 5 craveable flavors. Wild Berry, that's my favorite, Acai Grape, Pineapple Mango, Lemon, and Mandarin. In orange. It's there to satisfy your need for hydration with a little flavor. Consider your hydrated self thriving. Find Splash Refresher today on Amazon and Instacart or at your local Walmart, Sam's Club, or Kroger. Betches Media presents
Ha Ha Laugh Funny
Mention It All, a Bravo by Betches podcast.
We don't say that, but now we said it.
With me, Dylan Hafer.
Hold on, check me, boo.
Hey everyone, welcome back to the Mention It All podcast. I'm Dylan Hafer. We are rounding the bend on the last stretch of this season of Summer House, and I'm excited to have Jesse Solomon here today.
Dylan, happy to be here.
I feel like you think that I'm gonna like make this hard for you.
No, I like to be prepared, you know?
Okay. Do you feel prepared?
No, because you haven't told me anything about what we're going to talk about, but all I can be is myself.
Well, we're going to talk about Summer House.
Okay, I know what that is.
It's your first season.
Yep.
How are we feeling now that it's reunion was last week?
I feel great. Yeah, it was such a good experience filming. I would say almost as fun as being in a house with my boys with no cameras, but like right there, still really fun.
You're like almost so close.
Yeah. But then like, you know, the show coming out has been a fun experience for the most part. I would say seeing negative comments on the internet is like something you can be prepared for and be like, who cares? But then, you know, the human brain's probably not meant to read negative things about yourself online.
Yeah.
But then once you get over that, it's all fun.
Talk to me about filming the season first. So how did you like approach this? Had you watched much Summer House before?
No. The opportunity came to me June 14th. Actually, the opportunity didn't even come June 14th. I got like the first message about it June 14th. So it was a really quick turnaround.
Yeah.
And I was just like with my family on a trip, and my parents were like, you're never going to do this, right? And I was like, yeah, definitely not. And then I finally got the offer, and my sister-in-law, who my dad respects, is like a psychologist. She was like, I think you should do it. And I was like, Eureka, let's do it.
You're like, I needed one vote.
Yeah. My dad was like, oh, Dasha thinks he should do it. Like, maybe I should listen. Like, my daughter-in-law is a smart psychologist, like, and she watches this show. Like, maybe it's reasonable.
Yeah. So then a few weeks later, you're in the Hamptons.
Yeah. Yeah. I had a wedding to officiate, my best friend's wedding. And then a few hours of sleep, showed up ready to party. And we did it big.
I feel like people have really been responding a lot to you and West this season as the new guys in the house. What was it like having him kind of as like a partner this season to experience it for the first time together?
Yeah. So once I got the offer to be on the show, I skimmed through season 7 and I was thinking to myself, like, this is good, but like, you know, you'd see the new people and they just didn't feel like themselves. So I was like, I don't feel like I'm getting to know these people. And I was like, if I'm going to be able to be myself, I'm going to need a best friend. And when I saw West, I was like, this'll do. And we just became pretty fast friends, not immediate, but, and I got close with everybody in the house. Like, they're good people and the vibes were high. Everybody was looking to have fun. And, you know, you don't show up to a share house and just like immediately be like ridiculous, you know? Like, I was a little more reserved at first, just like you would be on TV or not on TV. And then slowly became friends with everyone and was able to open up. And Wes is just such like a great guy.
Yeah.
He makes it easy.
Yeah. It's fun to see kind of you guys open up throughout the season, I feel like, because, you know, having seven seasons of backstory, obviously, you can't just jump in with every dynamic. There are certain moments where it's like, it's to your benefit to kind of like feel it out, read the room a little bit, and then kind of like weigh in where it makes sense. Did you have like a specific approach? I know you said you kind of skimmed season seven, but like, it's like, okay, it's like just because I've seen these people have some sort of dynamic on the show, that doesn't mean that I'm just going to like pop myself in.
Yeah, I was treating it like I would any new situation. Like I didn't know a ton of historical context. And a lot of the time I was just like, as the new guy here, this is fucking weird. This seems normal. This is funny. Like I just acted like a normal person like I would in any other situation. I think people thought I like inserted myself into Carl and Lindsay, but I was just like, it was just so apparent that there were like huge red flags that it didn't take a, you know, brain surgeon to figure that out.
Yeah. Well, I think watching that sort of their relationship develop over the course of this season, having kind of ups and downs and things, it's like everybody in the house has kind of weighed in one way or another. Like it does seem like a situation that kind of was on display enough that it would be almost like weird to not.
Yeah. It was obvious from the jump. I mean, they weren't there the first weekend. I mean, they're both great individually. Like Lindsay is such a nice person and a good friend. And I really respect her and I'm happy that she seems to be happy now. Carl's obviously like the best dude and he means really well. Everybody's just like actual good people, which I was not surprised by, but like you never know in a situation like this.
Yeah. Well, I think that's also like if you were talking about kind of the experience of being on social media and like seeing comments and things like that. People watching the show have very strong opinions in every different direction. So it's like if you're doing like a quick peruse of how people feel about a certain person, you might see people being like, she's the devil.
Yeah.
And then you're in the house and it's like, okay, like, not really.
Yeah, she seems normal to me. The worst is when you collaborate on a post with Bravo, because you can like ignore the comments if you just don't look.
Right.
But if you collaborate on something with them, people are like commenting on Bravo and it's just showing up in your notifications. Yeah. Like, you're a fucking bitch. And I'm like, oh, me?
I mean, like, I'll post something and people will be like, you really need to watch the way you speak to Carl. Like, it's not, I'm not like.
Yeah. Sometimes I'll post something and people will have like an argument with other people on my post, or they'll be like, West is so hot and the best. And I'm like, you know, this is my Instagram, right?
You're like, can we fire yeah, me up a little
bit? Bring it back to me, please.
What has been your kind of strategy, if that's the right word, for social media during the season? Like, are you paying less attention to it? Obviously, it's your first go round, so this isn't something that you've like experienced before.
Yeah. I mean, I think my strategy is just post and try not to be too cringeworthy. Post consistently.
Yeah.
And it's been fun. I mean, social media is fun. It's just an interesting thing for like a straight single guy to be posting photos of himself on the internet. It's just something I'll never like really be 100% comfortable with, but yeah. I'm learning.
You're like, I'm not used to having like high quality photos of me in like a themed costume every week to just like,
yeah,
post a new batch.
And I'm like pretty disorganized, so I've had girlfriends help me with it a bit and that's been made it easy. They're
yeah,
like, don't do that. There's a lot of times they're like, please don't post that. I'm like, come on, I'm just trying to be myself.
I feel like I like what you said about it, like trying not to be cringeworthy. Has it been hard for you to watch the show sometimes, like getting used to seeing kind of the back and forth of like what happens on the show and then what people say in the interviews and all of that? Like, what's...
Yeah. I mean, have you ever listened to your own voice and been like, I can't believe that's what I sound like?
I have.
And yeah, then imagine the video on top of that and it really sucks. But then you get used to it by like episode 3 and you're just like, whatever. You know, going into it, you know that there's going to be negative things, but you just hope that the positives outweigh the negatives. And at first I was like, I don't care what I even do on the show. Like, I'm just on the show and hopefully it's a fun experience. And then you're like, ooh, I wish I, you know, was in the show more or didn't say that. But then eventually you're just like, whatever happens, happens.
Yeah, I feel like over the course of a whole season or multiple seasons or whatever, it's like, at the end of the day, it's like, you really can't be that focused on like one little comment or one thing that happened. It's like, you got to kind of just like let it slide off your back a little bit more.
Yeah. And people's opinions can change week to week. I've learned, you know, how you start is not how you finish. So yeah, it's been great though. I love the fans. They've been super nice to me. So hopefully I'm entertaining them.
Yeah. Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? Well, with 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard. I am so happy that warmer weather is finally back and we can get back to enjoying some time in the sun. But the springtime always brings those unwanted guests, pollen and seasonal allergies. April showers bring May flowers and also sniffly noses and stuffed up sinuses. Luckily for those of us who live with the symptoms of allergies, we can live Claritin Clear with Claritin D. Shout out to Claritin for supporting this episode and providing us with samples. I have had seasonal allergies for pretty much my entire life. Unfortunately, there are definitely those days where I have canceled my plans because I simply just don't want to be out in the world because of my allergies. But luckily, Claritin is the perfect thing that you can just take at the beginning of the day, and it really helps with all of those symptoms, clearing up your eyes, clearing up your sinuses, clearing up your congestion. It's the easiest way to just get those allergies under control, whether it's in the spring, any other time of year, and it's designed for serious allergy sufferers. Claritin D has two powerful ingredients in just one pill that relieve your allergy symptoms and decongest your nose so you can breathe better. This double action combination of prescription strength allergy medicine and the best decongestant available relieves sneezing, a runny nose, itchy and watery eyes, an itchy nose and throat, and sinus congestion and pressure with ease. Ready to live life as if you don't have allergies? It's time to live Claritin Clear. Fast and powerful relief is just a quick trip away. Find Claritin D at the pharmacy counter. Ask for Claritin D at your local pharmacy counter. You don't even need a prescription. Go to Claritin.com right now for a discount so you can live Claritin Clear. Use as directed. Earlier this season, I feel like you caught a little bit of heat for kind of how you came on strong with
Dylan.
Paige. We're here to talk about it.
It's so funny. I've never been asked about it before. I'm excited. Maybe I'll have a new answer this time. Let me be creative.
Okay. Well, what was it like watching that back for you? Obviously, people had some feelings about kind of how you handled the situation with Paige. Like, what was your kind of reaction to watching it on the show? Did it?
Yeah, my reaction was like, oh, shit, I didn't remember saying that.
Okay.
Like, I show up, you know, a few hours of sleep. I'm like, I don't have any idea what to expect. I was like, this is a reality show. Like, is it real? Is it produced? It's super real for the record. And the producers were like, let's have a good time. Like, you know, and all our friends were like, let's take shots. And I'm just like drunk pretty quickly. Like I have a large body, but I get drunk fast.
Interesting.
My boys from high school would tell you I'm a lightweight. I can keep drinking for a while and not like throw up. But yeah, I got drunk fast. I was just being flirtatious and I probably shouldn't have said it, but like, who cares? It was fun, all in good fun. And my friends would also tell you that I just say stupid shit a lot.
Yeah.
Like I try to figure out where the line is and then I just like, I don't know.
Do you feel like coming into the summer single as can be, was that something that you had put much thought into, like what your approach to like dating, relationship type flirting stuff was going to be in the house, on the show, etc.?
Yeah, I kind of, for whatever reason, thought that I shouldn't date anyone on the show.
Mm-hmm.
Now I know that that's like what people want to see the most, is people dating in the house. But I was kind of like, just want to be friends with everyone, like don't shit where you eat type of thing, where like So I was just like trying to have fun and, you know, make friends. But there was no option for me. There was no love connection. So it wasn't like a choice.
Yeah. Well, I feel like, the dating in the house thing, it's very like case by case basis. Cause it's like, sometimes it ends up being really fun to watch. Sometimes it like flames out immediately. And then it could be like, it can really bring down the whole vibe if it doesn't go well. I mean, I think something that I've talked to people about this season is it seems like the overall kind of house-wide vibe is more positive than it's been some years in the past. And I think it's been nice to see that. And if you have like multiple situationships going wrong, all of a sudden not everybody wants to hang out anymore. It's tough.
Yeah, this isn't related to what you were saying, but it just reminded me of a story where I was at like some bar talking to Lindsay. And I was like, we're in the Hamptons in a mansion with our best friends. Like, can't we just get through 2 days without you and Carl arguing the whole time? And she's like, best friends? You just got here, Jesse. And I was like, oh, sorry. I meant your best friends. You're with your friends. I'm just a guy.
Like, Lindsay will keep you on your toes.
Yeah, I was like, please don't kill me.
You're like, no, I can leave.
Yeah, but it got cut, so.
What was it like? A couple weeks ago, you missed a weekend and there were like a couple episodes that you weren't really in. What is there like a FOMO element when you're not there for a weekend and then also you don't know what's happening on the show?
Yeah. I was in the Hamptons for a work thing. I had a work thing that weekend.
Yeah.
And it just so happened to be like a super fun party and whatever. And I just hung out with my friends that I typically go out to the Hamptons with. But yeah, I wanted to go to the house and whatever, but it's everybody takes a weekend off.
Right, right, right.
Yeah.
I feel like that's normal. But then are you watching the show on those episodes and you're like, wait, that
Yeah, it was like two episodes. Get me back in the game. All my friends and family are like, where's Jesse? And I was like, it's not my choice. I was, you know, it was just a good, juicy, dramatic party. So they turned one weekend into two episodes. I think every weekend's pretty much two episodes. So
yeah.
Yeah, I was on the bench. You know, I like to be starting five, but you can't always get what you want.
Yeah. Well, you got a lot of minutes last episode, I feel like.
Yeah. And you're going to see more of me towards the end of the season.
Yeah. So in last week's episode, Sierra made a comment about that she wouldn't introduce you to her friends.
Have you seen this week's episode?
No, we're talking like, I don't know.
Okay, yeah, last week's episode.
Yeah.
Okay.
So Sierra made the comment about that
Do
she wouldn't
you ever feel you like a trash bag floating through the wind?
That was a tough one. It was tough.
Yeah. I don't know what to say about that. I just was kind of surprised because nothing I said was that bad.
Yeah.
I was just like, I'm looking for leads, not like leads of girls to just like have one night stands with, like leads of legitimate girls that I could date.
Yeah. I feel like it felt like something where it's like you were describing something that is kind of just like, how else are you supposed to go about dating and meeting people?
Yeah.
And then it was like,
I'm an open book. But I think she is like, you know, a little sensitive to guys not dating seriously. So when I was talking about casually dating, it probably rubbed her the wrong way. Mm. And she took it back. She said, you're not a trash bag. You just have trash bag tendencies. So yeah. I'll take that as a huge dub.
Yeah, take what you can get.
Yeah.
I feel like the women in the house definitely have like certain feelings about like how things should be handled, like different types of relationship vibes. We've seen that with West and Sierra also this season. Were there certain things that kind of were like surprising to you about just like the way those conversations happen and talking about like how you would handle dating or like when, you know, West over the course of the summer is like kind of trying to feel out what's going on with Sierra, just like the way that I feel like Paige and Sierra and Amanda definitely like they talk about stuff.
I would just say that things seem to happen a little slower, and maybe it's just the West and Sierra situation, but I feel like with these relationships that are in the public eye, it's always about what's next. Like, everybody's always asking Paige, like, when are you going to get engaged to Craig? Like, if you're hooking up with Sierra, when's she going to be your girlfriend? Like, if you're dating, are you going to be engaged? If you're engaged, are you going to be married? If you're married, when's the kid?
Yeah.
So it's always just like that next step. And that's kind of why I feel like people try to take things slow.
Yeah, that makes sense. And it feels like everything, because it is public, is getting that kind of like extra layer of scrutiny that it's like, okay, like they're, and like the second you start dating, like you said, it's like, okay, so are they going to be together forever? Are they going to be, and it's like off a show, if it's just your friends in the house, it's like, if you're dating somebody, it's like they're around for as long as
lasts. Yeah. I haven't had to deal with any of that yet, but I'm just like the opposite of discreet. I'm like, like I have like a red carpet Monday and I'm like, should I take this girl as a second date to the red carpet? Like, I'm just,
don't take the girl as a second date to the red carpet.
I don't subscribe to the, like, you know, being super secretive. It's just like, I am what I am.
Yeah. Well, and I think we see, like, this season on the show, some of the couples that we've had a long time to watch are kind of in all of those different phases of, like, Kyle and Amanda talking about moving out of the city or buying a house or having kids or whatever. And Lindsay and Carl, obviously, it's like, maybe it's nice to have some people that are just, like, taking it easy a little bit.
Yeah. I mean, listen, everybody's at a different stage of their lives. Like, all my friends are engaged, married, kids. I've got some single friends, too. But, yeah, I think it's nice to, like, show the spectrum of stages of people's lives.
Yeah. Do you feel like in future seasons, let's say, like, if you were in a relationship with somebody that wasn't on the show, is that something that you would want to bring on the show, or would it be like a little, how would you feel about that?
Yeah, if I find the right girl, like, I'm going for it. That's how I feel. But, you know, it's got to be the right person and it's got to be the right time. And maybe it's not the right time and that's why I can't find the right person. But I really think if I found the right person, it would be the right time.
Okay.
So
I feel you on that.
Yeah, try to unpack that. But yeah, no, I'm not going to, like, take the show into account if I find somebody amazing.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah.
You guys filmed your reunion a little bit ago. What was that like for you as a first timer going into that arena?
Man, the stage was so big. It was, like, intimidating. And I had nothing to kind of apologize for, and I didn't really have beef with anyone going into it, so I wasn't, like, nervous about the reunion.
Yeah.
But just, like, being on the set and being like, what if I throw up? There's, like, all these people out there recording. Yeah, I was excited for it and I really had fun with it. You know, it's a long day and I just tried to stay high energy. After lunch, there was definitely a lull in my energy, but I found it. I came back strong. But yeah, it was a fun experience. And I sat between Paige and Danielle and, like, you know, start filming, immediate, just like back and forth. I'm just in the middle of the crossfire, like, holy shit, this is so intense. And then you got Carl and Lindsay just, like, yelling at each other. And I was just like, I cannot believe that we're just, like, diving right into it right now.
Yeah.
I thought it would be like, good morning, ease into it. Like, let's talk about.
It's funny. I feel like some shows, when you see, like, the reunion seating chart, it's like, okay, like, this team versus this team. And with Summer House, I'm like, I don't know how you would even.
Yeah, I didn't know that the seating chart was, like, a thing until I got tagged in some Instagrams.
People will make, like, seating chart predictions. They're like, who's going to get first chair next to Andy?
Oh, so that's how it goes. Yeah, I kind of got that sense because people were commenting, like, yeah.
Well, I mean, it's not an exact science.
Yeah. I was the only guy on my side. So big female energy. But I held it down for the boys.
I believe you. I'm excited to see it. I'm excited to see the rest of the season. What do we feel going into these last set of episodes and the reunion? Are you pretty chill about it? And anything you're...
I mean, I cry on Thursday. That's a tough look for me, but it was for a good reason. And yeah, it just gets like pretty personal for me. So it was interesting to watch back, but I think the Bravo did an amazing job. Truly, whoever makes this show, my girl Faith, it was really tasteful, and I think you guys will love it.
Yeah. I think it's been a great season so far. People are really enjoying it and excited to see the rest. And thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me. It was fun.
Thank you, everyone, for listening. Spring has sprung, and that means it's time for some spring cleaning. Whether that means stocking up on cleaning supplies or swapping out your winter clothes for new spring ones, make sure you're using Ibotta and get real cash back with every purchase. Ibotta is a free app that gives you the most cash back every time you shop on hundreds of items, from groceries to beauty supplies to toys, so you can make sure you're shopping smarter, not harder, no matter what you're purchasing. The average Ibotta user earns $256 per year. That could cover the cost of a spring wardrobe refresh, new warm weather bedding, or a flight for that summer getaway. Other apps give you points that don't amount to much. With Ibotta, you just add your offers in the app, upload your receipt, and you get real cash back that you can cash out to your bank account, PayPal, or gift cards. Join the over 50 million users and earn cash back every time you shop from over 2,700 brands and retailers, including all your favorite grocery stores, Lowe's, Macy's, Sephora, Best Buy, and more. Right now, Ibotta is offering our listeners $5 just for trying by using the code MENTION when you register. Just go to the App Store or Google Play Store and download the free Ibotta app to start earning cash back and use code MENTION. That's Ibotta in the Google Play or App Store and use code MENTION.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are just as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They're milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Splash Refresher. By now, you know that I believe in that three beverage rotation on my desk at all times. That's one for caffeinating, one for hydrating, and one for fun. But Splash puts the fun and hydration in one. It is delicious, bright, flavorful, and zero calories. I don't have to think about what I'm going to reach for when I'm thirsty because obviously it's Splash. I'm sitting here right now with the delicious acai grape Splash Refresher. This is a new flavor for me. Usually I'm with the wild berry, sometimes the mandarin orange. Today we've got the acai grape. It's a little sweet. It's a little delicious. It's a little refreshing. And it is the perfect thing for us to talk about who is in the splash zone this week. Who is in the hot seat and who is making the biggest splash in the Bravo universe this week? Well, Real Housewives of New Jersey has returned, in case you weren't aware, and somebody from that cast might be in the splash zone, and that person is Jennifer Aydin. There has been some interesting drama going on in the Real Housewives of New Jersey sphere, if you are not aware. So there is this rumor, allegation, something going around that Jennifer Aydin has been in cahoots with a Bravo fan account to, shall we say, sabotage her fellow castmates. This account, it's called Melissa's Old Nose, and the person who ran this account went on a podcast last week where she talked about this situation that she was in with Jen, this arrangement that they had where allegedly Jen would send them the screeners of the Real Housewives of New Jersey episodes before they came out, not just so they could get a little sneak peek of the season. You know, that would be one thing. We're not supposed to be sharing around our advanced screeners with anyone. You know, we all sign stuff. We all, you know, have our little watermarks on the episodes, whatever. But no. That's not it. It's that she's sending these screeners with the express purpose that they will watch the episode and see and anticipate what might make Teresa and Jennifer look bad in the episode and have the advance warning so they can come up with stuff to counteract that, to instead make the other side of the cast look bad. So these, this specific example, because you gotta wrap your head around this. This is it's a little intense. So the podcast she went on, it's called Pop Culture with Balls. And the specific example that she gives is that for example, if somebody on the episode says that Teresa or Jennifer are cheap, then they might create a lawsuit against Margaret to make it look like she doesn't pay her bills and that she is, in fact, the cheap one. And this woman who ran the account and was working with Jen, allegedly, she says that she was also working with Jim Leonard, who, if you're not familiar, Jim Leonard is Teresa's attorney. Going back to the days of Teresa going to prison, she has had Jim Leonard in her corner, doing whatever's necessary. And if you believe the account of this Melissa's old nose person, doing what's necessarily also included coming up with these storylines and, you know, bits of counter defense and attack on behalf of cast members on Real Housewives of New Jersey. And this is it's tough. It's a sticky situation. It's if all of this turns out to be true, you know, it's one thing to be a little loose with your screener link, whatever. It happens. But to do it with the express purpose of manipulating things that are happening on the show and turning them around and sort of falsifying background to make other people look bad, that's a tough thing to kind of counteract. Because I don't think that I am a litigious person, but I haven't been sued, knock on wood. But I feel like there are people on this cast where if they found out that someone else in the cast had specifically helped to conjure up legal action against them just for the purposes of making them look bad on the show, seems like that could lead to another lawsuit. No? So I think that, I think that everybody on Bravo has their fan accounts and their people in the audience and people on social media that they maybe are a little friendly with. I don't think there's anything wrong with that. But if it's to this level of coordination and this level of planning and scheming and intensity, that doesn't look so good. And I think that Jennifer Aydin, she might be in the splash zone, not just from me, but from some powers that be if she's not careful. And, you know, now that this season has started, we're already seeing there is kind of that social media rumor mill at play. In the premiere episode alone, we have some mysterious tea being deposited from John Fuda's ex, allegedly, that he was once upon a time this big drug dealer in Bergen County. And, you know, also something about a dildo. And it's like, I don't know exactly where this rumor originated. I don't know exactly who placed it where and when and why and how, but it does just kind of make you wonder, like, exactly who's working with who behind the scenes. And it doesn't feel like a coincidence, I guess, is what I'm trying to say. And I know people are going to say, oh, you're just team Melissa and you just hate blah, 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 blah. And I feel like, you know, maybe that's true in some senses. I'm not shy about my opinions. But also, to a certain extent, it's like, you just call it like you see it. And sometimes a spade is a spade. We're getting into the housewives mixed metaphor territory here. I don't want to make like a mountain out of a whole mill. But, you know, it doesn't feel like a super coincidence that the person you're already not really getting along with is suddenly the subject of a rumor that was dropped in your DMs, like, as you're filming the premiere. I mean, we saw it last season on Salt Lake with all the Reality Von Teese stuff. There's always more to the story. There's always something going on behind the scenes. And, you know, I don't know if Jennifer Aydin is like to the level of a Reality Von Teese, but there's definitely some coordination going on there that is maybe, I don't know if it's in the spirit of the show. But it seems like Dolores, if she wants to remain neutral this season, she's going to have her work cut out for her, like we talked about earlier this week. And, you know, she made the point, she's very wise, that no rumor comes without a price, and that if you're dealing with these, you know, people on social media and people, you know, digging up things and trying to find little bits of evidence to use against you, it's gonna cost you something later. And I think that, you know, Jennifer Aydin, for right now, she's just getting a little splash from me. But if she's not careful, this could not turn out well for her on the show. But anyway, thank you to our sponsor, Splash Refresher. You can leave the sugary flavor packets and syrups behind and make Splash Refresher your go-to hydrator. It's available in 5 craveable flavors. It has 0 sugar, 0 calories, and a splash of sweetness for a hydrating and delicious beverage you'll come back to again and again. As I mentioned before, I'm currently enjoying my acai grape splash refresher. It's getting me through this episode, but you should get one for yourself and consider your hydrated self thriving. Find Splash Refresher today on Amazon and Instacart or at your local Walmart, Sam's Club, or Kroger. That's all for today. Thank you so much for listening. Thanks to Jesse Solomon for being here too. Don't forget to rate, review, and follow the show wherever you listen. You can follow us on Instagram at Bravo by Betches. And until next time, be cool. Don't be all like uncool. Mention It All is produced by Dylan Hafer, Sean Kilby, Jorge Morales Pico, and Rebecca Sousmacat. Editing by Jorge Morales Pico. Social media by Dylan Hafer. Guest booking by Dylan Hafer and Ali Friedlander. Be sure to follow at Bravo by Betches on Instagram and Twitter.
Betches.